This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Coronavirus cases appear to be slowing as the rolling's fallen by nearly 40% since a peak in early January. But even as hospitalizations are also falling, deaths remain high with an average above 3,000 a day over the last week. Some experts warn another surge could be on the way with new variants spreading. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb tells CBS's Face the Nation that the current crop of vaccines should protect against the strain from the UK, but newer, more transmissible variants from Brazil and South Africa could be a different story.
Immunization and prior infection appears to be protective against the B.1.1.7 variant, as protective. That's not the case with the Brazilian and South African variant, P1 and B.1351, where prior infection, the immunity you get from being infected, as well as the immunity you get from vaccination, does not appear to be as protective against those variants.
This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
President Biden's mask mandate begins Monday night. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs, on planes, and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and ride shares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
A famous classic rock guitarist has crossed over. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Hilton Valentine, the founding guitarist of the English rock band The Animals, has passed away. He's credited with coming up with one of the most famous opening riffs in the 1960s. Their version of The House of the Rising Sun propelled The Animals to the top of the charts in 1964. Hilton Valentine later said he based the A minor arpeggio on Bob Dylan's arrangement of the song. The Animals' record label, ABCO, described him as a pioneering guitar player. The cause of death is unknown. Hilton Valentine was 77.
The military in Myanmar has seized power after a coup. The commander-in-chief of the nation's army announced on state television that the military had arrested the country's civilian leadership and declared a state of emergency in response to claims of election fraud. The nation's state counselor, Aung San Suu Kyi, and several senior leaders of her National League for Democracy party are being detained in the country's capital, Naypyidaw. according to the party spokesman. The NLD won an overwhelming victory in elections last November, just the second free election in Myanmar since years of military rule ended in 2011. The military called for investigations into that vote, claiming there were millions of cases of potential fraud. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Always great to have you along with us as we start out a new week. And, boy, we just, it's impeachment. I guess the Biden administration can't figure out where the lights are on for the White House. It's been dark for over a week. I mean, what's up with that? I mean, I don't think Donald Trump took the light switch when they left the White House. And then meanwhile, what are there, millions of doses that they can't find that have been misplaced? I mean, this is a carnival act. Oh, no, it's not. It's our country. But my goodness, this is a real study, though. And then meanwhile, you got people out of jobs, and we're finding ways to kill jobs. Now, how does all this make sense? And there's a lot of voter remorse is what you're hearing about, probably more so than Marjorie Greene with what's going on in Georgia there. And, of course, just like, Donald Trump, you know, the mainstream media has targeted her, gone after her. And, you know, to the Republicans' credit, I mean, they almost want to embrace some due process. I mean, let's get the facts and figure out exactly, you know, what is going on. And I guess, it's dangerous to have an opinion. Well, unless your opinion is from the left. If you have an opinion that coincides with that on the left and the mainstream established media, you're okay. Because anything from the mainstream media that coincides with that which is approved by big tech, Mark Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the rest of them, it's okay. But our language is all being tampered. Joe Biden announced last week that we cannot refer to the COVID-19 as the China virus anymore. That's not good. You can't say that. I mean, all these pronouns. What are we doing here? So not only you have to be careful the topic of what you say, but now the pronoun, especially, even more so. And I'll tell you, if the left gets their way, this is just the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can see this stuff that is already starting to formulate to such a degree that we're going to be compelled to do that, which is really fundamentally against our freedoms. And why we went to war, why we defended America, going all the way back from the early beginning, why the Constitution? I mean, it's like the Constitution be damned. Let's not even talk about the Constitution and our constitutional rights. Now you have the left that feels like somehow they've been given a mandate to alter the course of America. It is full stop. I'm telling you. Well, Molly Hemingway over the weekend talked about some of the things that, you got to be careful about what you talk about, including the impeachment and, the motivation of the mainstream media. Listen to what she had to say.
So if you mount a violent attack on the U.S. government, including your supporters seemingly being bent on trying to kill the vice president and members of House and the Senate, depending on the timing, it might be okay.
Not only are the Democrats obsessed with Donald Trump and still obsessed with Donald Trump, they want to make sure they send a clear message to anybody who dare utter the words voter fraud or anything about election integrity to sit down, shut up, and comply.
Any American citizen thinking that Republican senators might have finally reached their limit with Donald Trump after Mr. Trump incited a terrorist attack on the U.S. Capitol resulting in five deaths, including a Capitol police officer, well, I have bad news for you. They apparently have not.
Donald Trump will be acquitted, and what we will witness is yet another colossal waste of time with a predetermined outcome, a show trial, a faux trial, predicated on irrational, psychotic rage of the radical left and the cowardly Democrats.
Molly, the media are so heavily invested in this impeachment trial. Now that we know that only a handful of Republicans will vote to convict Donald Trump, did journalists underestimate the bizarre nature of trying to convict somebody who's already out of office?
Now, this second impeachment of Donald Trump is led by the media in the same way that that first impeachment of Donald Trump was. They very much pushed for it. They should have had a wake-up call when the House voted 197-10 against impeachment in terms of the Republicans. The right half of the country just doesn't view the world the same way that the Democratic media do. And that is something that doesn't get reflected in media coverage. I think finally when 45 Republican senators question the constitutionality of an impeachment, much less even on the merits, whether of an impeachment trial, much less the merits, that was finally a wake-up call for many people in the media. But we're not getting enough perspective from that vast majority of the right hand of the country. Even when they cover people on the right, they tend to have pundits on who still are on the right but supporting impeachment somehow. And those voices of those tens of millions of Americans who think it's ludicrous to do this impeachment on the merits or on the constitutionality,
right,
just don't get covered very well.
You can get the idea in that, kind of montage of, those on the left, those on the right, including Sean Hannity in that. It's like point counterpoint. But the thing that's amazing to me, if you listen to, the Jake Tappers of the world, it's conclusive. I mean, this is the problem that we've had in our country, and this has been a growing problem, is the court of public opinion. There's no due process. I mean, things are just, there is not even implication anymore. And there's not even an alleged, idea of what happened. No, as a matter of fact, President Donald Trump incited an insurrection. He's responsible for the death of these people. I mean, are you kidding me? I just say that out of question. I mean, how do you come to that? To that conclusion, there's no facts, really, at the end of the day, to support that. It's all opinion. But what has been the case, though, as you've heard me say many times, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And what happens is you have no longer the preponderance of fact, it's preponderance of opinion. And so if the preponderance of opinion comes from the left, and that's what you bathe in, well, then you believe that as fact. And then, what does that do? Molly Hemingway is very generous to say that 50% of America, the right of America, I think there's people on the left that don't get it either. But they're not about to say anything because listen to what they say. I mean, it stretches the credible to such a degree that even, reasonable thinking people of all merits, I mean, again, I say, look at, we've got to step away from this, political mindset, because it has been one incredible landmine for everybody. How has that served you? It's misserved America. It has divided us more than anything else. It's got to get out of that political cesspool. And if it's there and it happens to be party associated, then maybe you need to step away from the party for a moment and do a reset in your own thinking and what it is that you consider and really understand as the truth. And I don't mean your truth is relevant and my truth is wrong. Look at the truth. That's what we've abandoned, and we're paying a big price for it. Just think about that. We've got more coming up. Thanks for joining us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Yearbeard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant who encourages men to join this unique opportunity says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Well, we're back in the Paris Accords, I guess, according to President Biden. Rick Grenell said, despite not being in the Paris Climate Treaty, I don't know if you were aware of this, but the Trump administration lowered CO2 consumption consistently. But I guess now we're supposed to be hogtied into the Paris Accord, which we knew, you know, going in, that was a problem, that we're the only one that's abiding by the rules, the communist Chinese get to do whatever they want to do, and even more so now with some recent arrangements that seem to be working in the back rooms of the Biden administration. So stay tuned. We'll just see if Hunter Biden gets a new car or whatever it is that will demonstrate, because Hunter Biden cannot help himself. He's going to demonstrate that the Biden Corporation continues to move much better. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is on the sidelines going, "Dog, if I'd have been elected president, we could have been richer than the Bidens." But the Bidens now have an edge because of all this power. And so now she's got to see if somehow she can get some strings, you know, attached to where she can, you know, replenish some of the lost money there in the Clinton Foundation. So stay tuned for that, because that's going to happen. I mean, you know, all that other investigation stuff that, you know, the everyday American who pays into the Treasury that somehow the Bidens and the Clintons and Pelosi's at all are able to tap into. Yeah, that's not going to be looked into. You know, that's just we're just going to continue to be fleeced. And on top of that, as if that isn't enough, forget about energy independence and, you know, higher taxes, because that's just going to be a matter of fact. Marjorie Taylor Greene, as I'd mentioned earlier, no due process. I guess, you know, the nature of our culture is such is that you can't have an opinion. And like any thoughtful process, it starts out with an opinion, right? I mean, you say something, you think, okay, well, this is what this feels like. And you have a dialogue, and you kind of, you know, squelch in on that opinion and see if there's, you know, if it makes sense, right? But in our culture, you can't have an opinion unless it happens to be one that's already established and approved, you know, and comes from the list of approved opinions from the left. So now keep in mind what that will do in terms of the intelligent quotient, because now, I mean, we're already dealing with, you know, a portion of our brain, but now even more so, according to these activists that want us to limit our consideration and our brain power. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, to her credit, had a town hall over the weekend, and the people were surprised to find out what the truth was. And talking to her one-on-one, and you know, obviously she made sense. I think there's some things that she has said previously that are, you know, of course, don't listen to Saturday Night Live. Saturday Night Live, of course, pretty much re-engineered the personality and the political profile of one former governor out of Alaska, Sarah Palin. So they love doing this. And sometimes people don't realize that's satire, okay? That's not the truth. You don't just base what you see on Saturday Night Live as gospel, although there's some people on the left that do, and this feeds into that narrative. But, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the things she talked about is the deep state, things that President Trump had talked about. Of course, there are lawmakers, you know, to me, that are, I mean, you want to talk about lunacy in saying the deep state doesn't exist. Jerry Nadler, others. But then even Chuck Schumer said, hey, better be careful. You know, the deep state has ways. They have ways to get to you. So do they exist or don't they exist? And I guess if, but you know, Chuck Schumer can say they exist because he's on the left, so he's got cover there. But if somebody says, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, that it exists, well then, whoa, you know, you're a conspiratist. Because Jerry Nadler now, he's in charge of the gospel. He says the deep state does not exist. And I guess, you know, that's the whole deal. The ironic thing in all of this that's going on, and let's transition here if we can for just a moment regarding COVID. And if you've not had a chance to, if you missed it and didn't have a chance to download Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, this is a doctor who is, she is very advanced. I mean, you're talking, you know, one of those brainiacs who's been studying vaccines for over 20 years. So she kind of knows what she's talking about. You get it? And she flat out just says, Bill, she tells me last week, she goes, I wouldn't take the vaccine. I wouldn't prescribe it for my patients. And I wouldn't give it to my family members. This is a doctor. Okay, and you say, Bill, that's a bit dangerous. I mean, because here we are, we're trying to come to a solution. Well, yes, but at what expense? You know, is America been turned into a bunch of lab rats? And as I said all along, with this COVID-19 and all the scare tactics that they've you know, put into the body politic, you know, what do we really know about it? And even with the pressure of Operation Warp Speed to get it there, now it's in the hands, it's been handed off to the Democrats. And, of course, this is something that they created in collusion with the media. All this fear that they've created, and now here they are. They have to live and manage through this cesspool, so to speak, that they have created. And we, the people, are going to be subject to their decisions. And it's that's to me, that's scarier than COVID. I just want you to know. And based on what we're not hearing, you know, we're not hearing about the deaths. We're not hearing about complications about this. You notice how all that is tapped down. It's all roses and rainbows. I mean, one of the worst things we heard over the weekend is that the Biden administration has lost millions of vaccines. The other vaccines have expired. I mean, it's a bit of a fiasco here. And meanwhile, we got to get our kids back to school. And the teachers have been scared. And, of course, the unions want to protect. And they want to make sure, hey, look at, you know, what do they get? Do they get some sort of combat pay by going back into the classroom? And, you know, Bill Bennett was on, and he said, look at it. The teachers wanted to go back. They would go back. So what's holding them up? Listen to what he had to say.
Graft, extortion, and scoring the teachers, and teachers are not working. A couple of aspects of this that aren't getting a lot of attention. Nobody has spoken more eloquently than that parent from Virginia that began the segment. But books are going to be written, papers will be published about the cost to our children. They're not susceptible to COVID, we know that from the science, but boy, are they susceptible to academic, social, and emotional damage, and they are suffering it. And it's going to be a year, maybe more, in some of these schools that this is going on. The teachers' unions have this power. They have this power because they're major players of the Democrat Party. They've made a great deal. What did you say, Jesse? $4 million? $4 million, and the return maybe $100 billion out of the federal government. Yeah. They already got $65
billion. That's a good investment.
But, you know, here's the thing. That's a great investment. Here's the thing. We want the vaccine. We're essential workers, but we're not so essential that we have to go back to work. That doesn't make any sense. So they get the vaccine, they want the money, and they're still not going to go back to work. Let me just say this to parents. I've been saying for years the problems of the teachers' unions. And by the way, everybody's saying all the teachers want to go back. That's not true. If all the teachers wanted to go back, they'd go back. There are enough teachers who agree with the leadership of the union. But people need to take a look and think about this union and how it is extorting the American people and reneging on its responsibilities. Are these the people you want teaching your kids? And I got something more to say about that if you want to follow up.
Well, that's Bill Bennett. That's Bill Bennett there, and you get the gist of what's going on, consistent with what we've been saying on this show. Look, and I understand, you know, for the teachers, you know, they want to, you know, they want to be safe. I mean, who wouldn't? And but they're thinking, you know, again, with all the scare tactics that have taken place, they've been conditioned to be especially sensitive as to what's going on. And here they are. They're teaching kids where you're talking the rate of infection is pretty much non-existent. I mean, and if it's going to happen, I mean, you would think that it might happen more from the adults going to the kids than the other way around. And we understand, in part, I mean, you know, that may be too generalized, because we understand that kids themselves are just, you know, walking, you know, culture dishes of all kinds of bacteria. They do that. So, you know, the teachers are concerned. But again, this kind of adds to the situation. But Betsy DeVos, if you remember, she said, look, if you're not going to teach, maybe we shouldn't pay, and maybe we should just save the money, huh?
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Investigators say one person is dead and another is hurt after a shooting at a mall near Appleton, Wisconsin, Sunday. Grand Chute police were called into the mall about 3:30 p.m. local time. Authorities have not identified a suspect or a motive. New York City and New Jersey declared states of emergency, and Philadelphia issued a snow emergency Sunday night as a large snowstorm that blanketed parts of California and the Midwest began to hit the Northeast. The storm system is expected to impact more than 110 million people with heavy snow, strong winds, and rain, with up to 18 inches of snow forecast for parts of New York. President Trump on Sunday named new lawyers for his impeachment defense team. The five previous lawyers departed due to the former president's desire to focus on his election fraud claims rather than the constitutionality of convicting a former president. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The start, the fight, your start.
I'll tell you, sometimes, look, I understand that line in that movie, you can't handle the truth. Sometimes I believe that the truth can be so overwhelming and, you know, that we're not sure what to make of it all. And you might feel the same way if you read Linda Tripp's new book, A Basket of Deplorables. Now, Linda Tripp, as you recall, was an American civil servant who played a prominent role in the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal of 1998. She passed away last year at the age of 70. And before that, she got together with Dennis Cartons, who's our next guest. And who is a former United States Air Force veteran, served during the Vietnam War, and among those fortunate not to have been sent to Vietnam itself. I was a Vietnam era vet as well that served stateside, so I was grateful for that, so I can understand, you know, Dennis's gratitude. But he was able to get together with Linda Tripp and co-author this book that is an incredible, incredible story. And it is truth-bearing and can be quite shocking. Dennis Carstens, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit of the genesis of how you and Linda got together to, you know, to write this book.
Okay. I'm a retired lawyer, and about 10 years ago, I started writing legal mystery courtroom drama type novels. Mm-hmm. I sell them on Amazon, and I have a fan of mine, of my work, who one of the books is entitled political justice, and it's about a married couple. It's a fictional book, but it's about a married couple. He's a governor. They're obsessed with power and money and obtaining the White House, and they'll do anything, murder, treason, you name it. These two will do it to obtain that power. And this friend of Linda's wrote me and said, hey, you know, this thing really looks familiar. Would you mind sending me? Well, she asked if I remembered Linda. I said, of course I do. You know. And she asked if I would send a copy of that book to Linda. So I did, and Linda read it and wrote me back the next day. And it's interesting because the first thing she asked me was, why aren't you at the top of the New York Times bestseller list? Because this thing is just fabulous. She said, you nailed these two perfectly. And I said, well, you know, I'm working on it. So anything, we got to talking about it. She had never really wanted to write a book, despite all the people that hammered her about that back in the late 90s, that she was just out to get the Clintons and write a book and make money. She never was. So here we are, you know, 20 years later, and I guess about 10 years ago, one of her grandsons came home from school. And apparently they were talking about this whole Clinton business in school. And she's, you know, he says, Grandma, are you famous? And she thought, oh, boy, here we go.
Yeah.
So she started writing then to tell her side of the story. Not so much for publication, but to just write it up for her grandchildren and future generations so that they would know her side of this.
Exactly. Well, so, Dennis, I mean, real quick here, just a little background on Linda. I mean, you know, here she served as a civil servant for 30-plus years.
Yep.
You know, spent most of her time in Washington, worked with the Department of Defense, and then transferred to the White House in 91. Yep. And it was her time there in the Clinton White House that she had a, so to speak, ringside seat to, you know, what she describes as the most notorious political sex scandals of all time. Now, this had to be tough. I mean, because here you have a civil servant who had the pride and integrity of serving the people and being a you know, a productive individual in the government. And there's some pride and honor in that. And she represents a lot of civil servants involved in our government who have that same heart. So I want to bring that into perspective. It's not like she was some, you know, just out there, some head of hopper looking for rumors or anything like that, the way this came about, right?
Let me just stop you for a moment, Bill. Here's the way it happened. She went in with the George Bush administration, and there's a chapter in the book about that, because I insisted that be in there, because the Bush people were professional people. I mean, they ran the place like it should have been run. Then the Clintons came along, and they just had no idea what the hell they were doing. Hillary took over. She has no management ability, no managerial skills. She has no people skills, and it was just a mess. And so Linda was in there for about 15, 16 months. And her desk was literally 15 feet away from Hillary Clinton's office. Mm. Hillary was the first lady to disdain an office in the East Wing. She had to have a place in the West Wing because she was more in charge than her husband was. So anyway, you're right, she had a ringside seat of all this. Now, the thing is, she did not meet Monica Lewinsky during that time. But she did see a daily. This Monica is not the only one who had to go into the Oval Office and service Bill Clinton sexually. It was almost a daily thing. Some woman would be tapped on her shoulder and say, go on in there and take care of this guy. It's just unbelievable.
Wow.
So after about 15, 16 months of dealing with this, Linda just had enough. And she decided to go back to the DOD, back to the Pentagon. So then Monica came along into the White House about a year later. And Monica pretty much threw herself at Bill Clinton. I think she knew about Bill's reputation. And so she had this. Monica just became totally infatuated with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was in 94, 95. And yeah, Linda went to the DOD back in 94. Monica came in 95. Clinton booted her out of there to the DOD in 96 because of the election. And even then, you know, one of the things I found about Bill Clinton was he is a very weak man. He cannot control his most base needs and instincts. And even with, like, dealing with Monica, he wasn't man enough to sit down with this girl and say, look, honey, I'm the president. This can't continue.
Right.
So I'm going to get you a job somewhere else, but it has to stop. He couldn't do that. He couldn't bring himself to do that. He had one of his flunkies tell her, you're out of here.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he couldn't even get to the point to begin with to even say this cannot even happen, much less continue. Now he's so addicted that now it's he's got to have somebody else tell her. Go ahead.
Well, Monica then goes to the Pentagon and just by coincidence ended up in the same office with Linda, and that's how Linda got involved with this. So here we are. In 96, Linda has been out of the Clinton White House for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
She wants nothing to do with this stuff. She was portrayed as this conniving backstabber who was out to get the Clintons. Well, if that was true, she was taking her sweet time about it. She'd been gone for 2 years
right. And
was hiding out and just doing her job. You're right. She was just... professional civil servant doing her job to what she was hired to do, and wanted to, she really was terrified of Hillary Clinton. There was just no doubt, among everybody in that White House, that Godzilla stomped around the place, and you better watch yourself.
Right.
Because if you're sitting there and she walks by and you look at her wrong, you'll be gone the next day.
Well, there are reports by Secret Service men, Dennis, that said that they were told they could not even look at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's
She hates men in uniform, people in uniform. She hates the military. And the language that she used to describe these people would make a Marine drill instructor blush. I mean, she's just foul-mouthed.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We'll pick up the story from there. We're talking about their new book. Stay with us.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Today we're talking about Linda Tripp's new memoir, Basket of Deplorables, What I Saw Inside the Clinton White House. Linda Tripp, along with co-author Dennis Carsten, shares her side of the Bill Clinton-Monica Lewinsky sex scandal, provides an insider's look at the political marriage between Bill and Hillary, a marriage that tore apart the nation and almost destroyed a presidency. You know, Dennis, as we were discussing, about Bill Clinton, Bill Clinton, on some of his attributes, I mean, he was inordinately charming. And right. And so this is, you know, this is a thing we have to be careful. We saw the same thing with Barack Obama, inordinately charming. And it can be disarming. But go ahead.
Bill especially is a very charming man, from what Linda says, on one-on-one. Because she didn't find him to be a particularly attractive, physically attractive man, but she said he had a way of talking to people, especially women, that made you feel like you were the center of the universe. And he used that. And Hillary allowed him to use that because she would hold that over Bill's head. Yeah.
Well, it was a means to an end, right?
Yeah.
Because she saw her as eventually becoming the president of the United States, and she was going to, you know, it was like this cabal that they entered into early on in their lives together, right?
Yes. Oh, and that was in fact the mantra in the Bill Clinton White House was 8 years for Bill, 8 years for Hill. And probably one of the most amazing things that I found doing all this research, and Linda prolifically could write. I mean, I'll bet I got 1,200 to 1,300 pages worth of stuff. Well, it was a lot of, you know, it was a lot. I boiled it down, and because there was a lot of like bombing the rubble, that was just the same stuff over and over. How miserable these two really are. Mm-hmm. But what amazed me was the level of loyalty that these two could engender from other people. Mm-hmm. There were lawyers, a lot of lawyers, yeah, from expensive white shoe law firms in New York and Washington who got into the Clinton White House and were perfectly willing to commit perjury and get others to commit perjury on behalf of these two over and over and over. And if a lawyer gets caught, I was a lawyer, so I know this.
Right.
If you get busted for perjury, you're done. I mean, they're just, you're, you know, you're.
What, Well, you're supposed to be done, Dennis, unless you happen to be involved with that on the left right now, which we got handed down. Somebody just got handed down a sentence regarding the Russian collusion and lying to a FISA court. So a little hand slap by comparison. But yes, traditionally, when it comes to attorneys, immediate death of a career, right?
Perjury and commingling client funds. Those are the two big ones that'll get you disbarred. Mm-hmm. And unless you're on the no one's above the law except us part of the deal. And apparently there was, the blind loyalty that these people had toward him and still have toward them.
Yes.
To me, I read this stuff, and the Clintons are the worst kind of users. Mm-hmm. They will use you up and toss you aside like a soiled Kleenex without giving you another thought.
Mm-hmm.
But yet people still... Mm-hmm. I've gotten some reviews on the book from, obviously, Clinton loyalists who just refuse to believe this stuff about them.
Right.
Even though if you just... You don't need this book to know how bad they are. Just pay attention.
Yes, exactly. Well, let's go back to Monica Lewinsky.
Okay,
in her mindset, as we were talking about, and she shared this with Linda, Monica was, I don't know, you might say delusional in terms of what she thought was going to happen, that there was that this was a real loving relationship between her and Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Admitted at one time that she went into the Oval Office to service Bill. Bill couldn't remember her name.
Oh, wow.
And but she still believed that they were going to live happily ever after. And it wasn't until the inauguration in 97, January of 97, that the reality finally started to take hold. And that's when Linda really put her under her wing, because Monica was talking suicide, and seriously talking suicide. And so Linda was trying to help her. And that's when Isikoff came along with this story. And, of course, when he wrote the story up for Newsweek, he outed Linda.
And this was in March of 97, you said, right?
Well, the article came out in August of 97.
Okay.
So it was several months there when she was working with him. Mm. But, yeah, Linda, Monica was... quite delusional about the whole. Well, she was like a 12-year-old girl with her first boy crush, kind of.
Right. Well, this is the thing we know. This is the thing we know about people of addictive behavior.
Yeah.
They need to have a codependent. Bill Clinton clearly has addictive behavior, and Monica Lewinsky became a codependent to that addiction.
One of.
Is that fair?
Sure. Like I said, one of probably several, in fact, who were, you know, it wasn't just Monica. Most of them just accepted it, mm-hmm. who he was, were a little more mature about it, that,
right.
you know, this was just a sex thing for Bill, and not there was no mutual sexual pleasure involved here. It was just servicing Bill. And his.
How many women are we talking about?
It could be hundreds.
Really? Wow.
Over the years, I think it's really hundreds. And then there's the woman that he raped, whose name escapes me right now.
Jones, you're talking about?
No, Paula Jones. I'm glad you brought her up, because I'll tell you, in all of this whole thing, Paula Jones is the hero of the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
When she went after him, her lawyers had to sit her down and say, look, you sure you want to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're about to grab a tiger by the tail here. They're going to come after you. And she did it. She went after him and them all the way to the Supreme Court and won. And that took an enormous amount of courage on her part. She could have just easily walked away like so many women did and said, I'm just going to put this behind me and move on. But she stood up to him and went after him and nailed him.
Mm-hmm.
And along with Ken Starr and then Linda and the dress and the recordings. May I touch just a moment on the recordings? Because I know a lot of people think Linda was this backstabber who started recording Monica to get dirt on the Clintons, which is absolutely not true. She did not start recording until a couple of months after Isikoff wrote his article and outed her. And she was scared. I mean, somebody actually wrote a death threat and put it on her chair mm-hmm. at the Pentagon after this happened. So another person told her, a person that she knew who was very quality type individual that you would trust and believe. I know who this is, but I'm not going to say. Mm-hmm. Told Linda, you should be recording this to cover for yourself because they're going to come after you and you need proof that this is all true. She didn't start recording Monica until like November of 97, and it only lasted for a couple of months. And then she decided, well, I'm going to take these things to Ken Starr, and also told Ken Starr then about the semen-stained blue dress.
Right.
Which Monica was going to get dry cleaned at one point, and Linda knew what that stain could do to Bill Clinton.
Exactly.
The DNA was on there, and she talked her out. She told Monica, no, you don't want to wear that dress again. It makes you look fat. So she hung it up in the closet and never took it out again.
Well, and it's uncanny. I don't know if that's the right word or not here, Dennis, but for somebody to be involved with, a symbol that represented something that was so crazy, but that she regarded, maybe that was the last vestige of her dream, I guess, that dress may have represented to her. Is that why she kind of held on to it? I mean, this is almost a psychological consideration.
That's a good question, Bill, and I don't really have an answer. That, maybe. That could be that, that stain represented something psychological to Monica that was, a connection with Bill Clinton.
Well, the thing, let's face it. I mean, love is a powerful emotion. And even though it may be wrong or whatever, it's love. Our hearts, vested in this emotionally. And, boy, you really have, you can't help but a lot of compassion for this young girl who finds herself.
Because Bill took advantage of her. She was, a lot of women want to say, well, she was old enough to say no. Well, technically, yeah, but a 50-plus-year-old president of the United States and an immature 20-year-old, wow. My daughter is the same age as Monica. I remember this. I remember thinking, she was 21 at the time. I said, if a 50-plus-year-old man in that position had done that to my daughter, I'd have wanted to go after him with a whip.
Oh, at least.
Come on,
Yes, exactly.
That mature.
Right. Well, and of course, interesting, too, because at the time, the country was going through all this sexual harassment, sensitivity training, all these things were going on. And here we've got the president of the United States. I'll tell you, there are so much ramifications in terms of, I believe, a sexual revolution that took place as a result of this whole situation, that this isn't sex. It's, whatever it is, all this stuff is pretty crazy. We got to have you back, Dennis. We appreciate it. Congratulations on the book.
Okay.
And
make one more point.
Okay, 8 seconds. I don't know if we have enough time.
Okay. All of you out there that think Hillary Clinton is a champion of women, guess again. She hates women.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to